for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Superior Livestock will be offering over 30,000 head in their next regular video auction, broadcast live on Thursday, May 6th at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 30,000 head plus 9,100 yearling steers, 8,100 yearling heifers, 5,600 weaned calves, and 6,500 calves on cows. If you'd like more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Well, with all the crazy weather we've had over the past 9 months, it's created some ample challenges for Oklahoma winter wheat producers. I spoke with Dr. Amanda Silva, OSU Extension Small Grain Specialist, and she said some places in the state have been too wet, some places have been too dry.
Yes. So some places in the state it has been too wet, some places it's too dry. We are praying for rain. Yes, some places we are seeing a heavier disease pressure, especially from stripe rust, and some are really disease-free. So it's quite, it's quite different. It's a different year, I would say. It's, very interesting to see the wheat across the state.
The brutal February freeze also appears to have some effects on the wheat crop.
Yeah, so that February freeze really, I think one of the main things that it caused was to harm some tillering. So I would say that basically what we are seeing out there, it's some crops that are really thin. And I think it was more like the effect of that February freeze. And we did have in some locations that were already dried and that February freeze came. And then maybe some areas received some rain. Okay, it got better. But then we had this late spring freeze. And when this late spring freeze came in, we were in some situations, we were about 3 weeks without any rain. So those areas that were already suffering from drought stress and had that freeze event coming in late April really, really are showing some stress now and possibly reduction in yield potential. So yeah, we are seeing different things across the state, but I would say that overall, the wheat it's looking good, considering all those factors that we have been facing during the growing season. I think the wheat's looking good.
The OSU Wheat Field Day at Lahoma is coming up this Friday, and Silva said there's going to be plenty to see and talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I really invite folks to come out there. We have the link for people to pre-register. And we'll be talking about over 50 varieties that we have in the variety trials this year. We're also going to, Dr. Carver, Dr. Hunger, we will also be talking about the breeding programs. And Dr. Hunger will be giving a disease outlook. And Dr. Manicheri talking about weed management. So I think it will be a very good event. I really invite people to come and listen about the varieties. We have several different and new varieties in the variety trials. So that'll be good.
Once again, the Lahoma Field Day takes place on Friday, May the 14th at 9 a.m. If you'd like more information or you'd like to get registered, you can go to wheat.okstate.edu. You've got farm news on Ron.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.